Hallelujah, praise God. Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm just saying it from memory, so it might be slightly different. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In our life, when we pray for something, we want to see the evidence of that prayer being heard. And if there is no evidence, there is a tendency to get discouraged. You know, the whole world has been praying for President Trump to win. And they were hoping that the Supreme Court will give the verdict that Trump is the winner. What happened? Everybody prayed in the name of Jesus. And 1 hour back, the Supreme Court said, we are not going to interfere. Now, I have a question. Who is the Supreme Court? Is that nominated by the people and in Washington, D.C.? Or is it the throne of Almighty God? As Christians, we have to respect the law. But for us, our Supreme Court is the throne of God. And at the right hand of the throne of God is Jesus Christ. And the last word that Jesus Christ said before he ascended up into heaven is, all power and authority on heaven and earth is given unto me. And he told us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So we are praying for God's will to be done and God's kingdom to come. And for a great revival in the U.S. and all over the world. And that will happen. With God, nothing is impossible. So I was at the prayer room asking God, what is faith? Can you teach me what is faith? And the Lord spoke to me in the spirit and said, I first want to speak to you about the letters that comprise of the word faith. Faith is F-A-I-T-H. What does the word F stand for? Focus. We need to focus on God. When there was a storm in the boat, the disciples were focusing on the storm. The answer to that solution was in the hinder part of the ship. All they had to do was to go to him and say, Lord, there is a storm. Before we spend too much energy, could you tell us what we are supposed to do? That's what Apostle Paul did. When he fell off the horse and he was blind, he gave his life to Jesus. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Sometimes God makes us fall off the horse. God brings a storm. God makes us catch zero fishes all night. God makes the water, wine to run out in the wedding. God makes the ministry to crash so that we will come back to God and say, Lord, what do you want us to do? And God will say, don't look at circumstance, focus on me. Because Psalm 34 says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. We are not people who look at our circumstances. We are not fair weather Christians. Every time a thunder strikes or the rain falls, we don't get worried. Our focus is on Jesus Christ. So the word F in faith is focus. And Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance, faith is the evidence. When you have the substance and evidence, we don't need to worry about the material visibility that is the answer to our prayer. Faith is the substance and faith is the evidence, and that's all we need. Amen. The second letter in faith is asking. Asking God, not man. When we have a challenge, financial problem, we call the bank or go to the boss for a pay raise. We do so many different things. But when we have a flat tire, do we first ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? Can I go ahead and get it fixed? I've had situations where I had a flat tire and God said, you kneel down, pray, read the Bible, we'll worry about that tomorrow. And I also had a situation where I had a flat tire and I got my first job in the US. So I'll tell that some other time. John 16:24 says, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. We have children. We know what they need. But when they come and ask us, we take them in our arms and hug them. God wants us to ask him not because he will know what we need, but to enjoy our fellowship. John 16:24 says, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. And the next word in faith is I. I stands for immovable. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, we have a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Regardless of what happens on planet Earth, we are the church of the living God. No one can move us. No one can shake us. That's what Psalm 46 says. And Psalm 125:1 says, Psalm 46 says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Psalm 125:1 says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. We cannot be moving and shaking with every wind that blows our branch. We are the branches. Jesus Christ is the root. We have to focus on him and stand strong and not be moved by situations. Next, the word T. We are trained to believe the impossible. God does the impossible in our lives. All of us know how God has done the impossible. We need to be, the word T stands for transformers. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Laws may change. Government may change. So many things may change. We are transformers. We are not going to be confirmed just because somebody says something is right. We are not going to confirm to that. That is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, King, we don't care if the whole world falls down and worships the statue. We will not worship the statue. We will worship only the Lord God Almighty. Threw them into the fire. They came out. God blessed them, exalted them. And Jehovah became the God in all the world. They transformed the world because they refused to be confirmed to an external situation. Abraham believed the impossible. Next word is, or the last word is H. We have to believe in the heart, not in the mind. So many people have become atheists because their mind wreaks havoc. Somebody came to me and talked about the law of thermodynamics. I showed them, based on the second law of thermodynamics, God is real. Where did you go to school, brother? It's very clear. Science states very clearly that God is God. And he said he had a master's. I told him I have a PhD. So that's the end of the matter. Heart is where the faith needs to be. We have to believe from the heart. And our belief has to be based on the word of God. And our faith has to be supernatural. We don't believe in natural things. But we believe in supernatural things. How do we believe from the heart? How do we believe supernatural things? When we believe from the heart, we beat all natural logic. Mary and Abraham did not question the Lord when the Lord said, you'll have a child in old age. Zechariah questioned the Lord and he became dumb because he said, how is it going to happen? That's a question we don't want to ask God. Joshua beat all logic, stopped the sun and the moon. The man lost his axe. The prophet told him to throw a stick into the water. The iron began to swim. Science says iron cannot swim, but God says it can and it will. Peter walked on the water. He broke the law of Archimedes. Hebrews 10:38-39. Now the just shall live by faith, But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Martin Luther read this around the 16th century, and then the whole world was revived. And he said, even if all the tiles in the rooftops of this world, in every house, become devils and come against me, I will stand on this word, the just shall live by faith. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There are many things we have prayed for. God has answered some. There is more that he has to answer. Let us go forward with faith, focus, ask, not be moved, immovable, be a transformer, and believe from the heart in the supernatural. Now, let's come into the Lord's presence and let us pray for a few important things. There are many in the church who have asked for prayer because they are sick. There are some in the church who are not feeling well. There are some outside who have asked for prayer. Many people are suffering with COVID. So we have to pray for that. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people don't have jobs. Let us pray for that also. And we also have to mingle spiritual things with physical things. So let us pray that God will also prepare us for his coming. Let us pray for physical healing, for jobs, and then for spiritual healing. So we'll get ready for the rapture. One of us, as the Lord leads, let us pray for these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.